The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What are some steps to prospect someone that you don't really know that well, but you at least want to, you know, prospect them or at least get some referrals? And so here's where people struggle with that kind of question. Where people struggle with that kind of question is when they're really saying, how do I close, right? So how do I close more people? And so one thing that we always encourage you to do is, instead of attempting, especially if you haven't built a large business, if you've, you know, trying to get your business going, but it just hasn't taken off yet, instead of trying to close everyone, see who's open. See who's open. And when you relieve yourself of that pressure of coming up with a persuasive, hypnotic, you know, script or whatever it is, you're just like, oh, I'm just like seeing if they're open. Just like the waiter or waitress, they see if you're open to key lime pie. They don't break down in tears if you say no, right? They're not, you know, like their boss doesn't, you know, in the back. Just imagine this scenario. So the boss gets back to you, all right, you better get out there. I need you to sell 11 pies today. Get out there and do it. I don't want to hear no for an answer, right? Like, no, that would make no sense, right? So imagine a waiter or waitress trying to hard close you on key lime pie. You'd be like, I don't want it. I'm allergic to it. Well, don't you know someone that likes key lime pie? Can't you at least take it to them, right? It would be very strange, very odd. That restaurant probably wouldn't do that well, right? However, network marketers are so addicted to the outcome. They're like, hey, Ray, they punched me in the face and they keyed my car. How do I get them to be open to this opportunity? I'm like, you don't, right? You don't work with them. You don't want them in your team. Are you nuts, right? And so stop trying to close everybody and just see who's open. If you just see who is open. And so, hey, you know, I know that we don't know each other that well, but I've always regarded you as someone sharp. Hey, listen, I'm doing this new business. I have no idea if it's a fit for you or not. It may or may not be, but you know, I'd love to show it to you if you're open to it. It you know, might be something that you really like. It may not be, I don't know, but you know, I'd love you know, if I could hop on your calendar for 15 minutes, I'd love to show it to you. Okay? So, that's a I'm just seeing if you're open kind of thing. Versus how do most network marketers do it? Hey, I got this thing, it's ground floor, it's $1 billion opportunity, we're gonna be rich, we're gonna make $10,000 next month, it's gonna be freaking fantastic. You don't have to sell, you just have to get others to buy, and it's totally awesome. So what's the difference in language? The one is, I'm not sure if it's a fit for you, I'm not sure if this is something you're open to, I'm happy to show it to you if you are, and we'll find out together, we'll discover together. The other one is, let me give you all these benefits and try to close you before you know anything about it. Stop being that person. Stop leading with these, what you think are persuasive little things that are creating more resistance and curiosity. So if someone says, hey, I don't know if this is a fit for you or not, it may or may not be, if you're open to it, great, if not, no big deal. How could I have resistance? How could I say, oh God, what, you know, like, I'm not going to have resistance. I'll be like, okay, you know, how does it work? You know, what is it? I might ask some questions. But when someone comes to me and tells me how it's a no-brainer, how I should totally do it, how I'm going to love it, I'm like, how do you know this? How do you know these things? And so just, you know, ask yourself, it's really not that different from how would you ask for a cup of coffee at the gas station, right? Like, just ask, right? Just ask the question. And if they say, oh no, I'm totally not open to anything. I'm so close-minded that I never look at anything new, right? Probably not going to hear that. But if you did, say, oh, cool. Hey, no problem. I understand. Hey, listen, do you know anyone that might want to make some extra money if we showed them step-by-step how to do it? I'd love to chat with them. I'd treat them with respect, just like I've treated you with respect. But if you know anyone that might want to make some extra money, you know, I'll be happy to follow up with them. Okay. So don't overthink it. And where I find people kind of hang is they hang in this, I'm not sure how to close them, so they never approach them, so they never close them, right? And so, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky. Well, you don't sign up 100% of the people you never ask and see if they're open. And so if we get network marketers just focus on seeing who's open versus trying to close everybody with their what they think is persuasive kind of language, then the world will be a better place. I mean, probably peace in the Middle East, all kinds of amazing stuff. It'd be awesome.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.